Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 5. O my soul, why art thou grieving? Why disquieted in me? Hope in God, thy faith retrieving. Let him still thy refuge be. And what follows, Psalter 416, the stanzas 3 and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 25, the verses 31 through 46. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Matthew 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. And naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, thou hast carried us through a great part of this day already, have been carried upon the wings of mercy, and then in this evening hour, the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal. Then how good, how faithful thou art to an unfaithful people, privileged above so many. And then we commend unto thee all the hungry ones, sick and afflicted ones, homeless, destitute, great multitudes in hospitals and institutions of mercy, and the great multitudes that have not thy word, that have not the truth of thy word, and that have no desire for thy word, that have spent this day pleasing the flesh, no thought of thee, of thy kingdom, and of thy glory. And then thou yet granteth that long gospel may still be proclaimed amongst us. And surely, Lord, that is for a purpose, and may that purpose be realized in this evening hour. That thy word may be blessed for the conversion of our boys and girls, our young people, the middle-aged and the elderly ones, that our hearts may be opened, become receptive by the loving and irresistible work of thy Spirit for the things of the Lord, with a asking for thy ways and a begging to be restored into that favor. We commend unto thee thy Zion. We read of thy church when thou hast appeared unto them on the evening of the resurrection. Then were the disciples glad. Wilt thou grant it in this evening hour a gladness of heart accompanied with holiness of life, with that dependent life, walking in the tender fear of the Lord, fearing to offend thee, to bring our soul into darkness, to wound our conscience. And then thy name is blasphemed when thy church walketh not in that tender way. Wilt thou remember thy church thou knowest, where each is encamped? Wilt thou remember them according to their several needs, Wilt thou grant us further leadings, a further instruction, that new praises may be upon their lips? Wilt thou bless the manifold means of grace? Bless thy word in the church. Wilt thou continue to help the consistory to that end? Bless thy word in the family circles. Oh, do help fathers and mothers. Bless thy word in our Christian school. Remember all those that labor therein. Continue to grant traveling mercies. And do bless thy word, but also the solemn callings, where there are three empty places in classrooms, on the buses, may it all be sanctified. We commend unto thee all those that labor in thy vineyard. Remember thy servants, some are old, others are sick. May their number be increased, and also more teachers for our Christian schools. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake. Wilt thou remember our mission field, thy servant and the team? May the means of grace, may they be richly blessed for the extension of thy glorious kingdom. We commend unto thee a father and mother who hope in the day of tomorrow to commemorate that thou hast granted them 25 years together in the bond of holy matrimony. Wilt thou grant a special day with their daughter, a humble and a broken heart? We commend them unto thee for body and for soul. A father who hopes to remember that he has reached the age of the strong, we commend them unto thee together with his dear wife. Wilt thou grant a day with a broken and a humble heart? Remember them for body and for soul. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, half-orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Wilt thou continue to uphold them with the family that is called upon in this week to go to the cemetery? Wilt thou in a special way remember the widow, and may the callings be sanctified. Remember all the elderly ones, all the sick and afflicted ones, the handicapped ones, and Lord, do remember those that struggle with weakness and difficulties of the mind, with depression, when there are those times that they cannot see it no more. Oh, do spread thy gracious wings over them in a special way. Grant them a place at thy throne of grace. May they oftentimes be given to search thy word for an answer. And wilt thou remember all those that are near and dear unto them? Remember the crosses and the burdens. We commend our country unto thee in these serious and solemn times, where thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. And the apostle of old has written, behold, the judge standeth at the door, O Lord. Wilt thou grant unto us and our dear children that we may be given to see the signs of the time and not to become discouraged, but that there may be an earnest seeking for thee to find a place of safety under the sheltering wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we humbly ask thee for the opening of thy word. We are called upon to speak upon a solemn subject when thy dear Son shall come to judge the quick and the dead. Oh, do fill our hearts with that awe and with that reverence. May we be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people with a sense of a holy urgency, where the time is short. Oh, Lord, do prepare us and our dear children by thy free and sovereign grace, that we may be enabled to meet thee in righteousness and in peace. And thou hast a prepared people for a prepared place, and it is written in thy word, by their fruits ye shall know them. Wilt thou grant many prayers for one another? Give a little rest in thy house, bind the devil fast. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 261, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Sing a new song to Jehovah, for the wonders he hath wrought. His right hand and arm most holy, triumph to his cause have brought. And what follows, Psalter 261, the three stanzas. Evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 19, the question and answer 52. What comfort is it to thee that Christ shall come again to judge the quick and the dead? Answer, that in all my sorrows and persecutions, with uplifted head, I look for the very same person who before offered himself for my sake to the tribunal of God, and has removed all curse from me, to come as judge from heaven, who shall cast all his and my enemies into everlasting condemnation, but shall translate me with all his chosen ones to himself into heavenly joys and glory. Lord's Day 19, the question and answer 52, speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ coming again to judge the quick and the dead. With three thoughts, in the first place, the judge. Secondly, the separation. And thirdly, the sentences. The Lord Jesus Christ coming again to judge the quick and the dead. The judge, the separation, and the sentences. Beloved congregation, in this evening hour, then we are called upon to consider the fourth step of the exaltation of Christ. And then, boys and girls, the first, that was his resurrection. The second, his ascension. The third, his sitting at the right hand of the Father. They have all taken place. And now there is one step left. And that is when Christ shall come upon the clouds of heaven as judge. And then the instructors, they have worded it in a remarkable way, because then there is asked, what comfort is it to thee that Christ shall come again to judge the quick and the dead? And how is it with us when we consider that solemn and great day when the trumpet shall sound, be blown, the dead shall be resurrected, the living shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye, and then we shall all see the judge upon the great white throne. Then many shall have to say in this evening hour, for me it is not a comfort, because I am still unconverted. But we have heard in this morning that repentance and remission of sins must be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. And boys and girls, I think you know, of course, the hour no one knows. Christ in Matthew 14 has spoken of many signs, many false Christs. Many shall be deceived. The love of many shall wax cold. The gospel spread over all the earth. And then Christ shall come when the last boy and girl, man and woman, is converted. Thus that means, congregation, that there are still those that must and shall be converted among young and old. Have you asked for it in this evening? Have you said, Lord, once more I may go up to thy house? And may it now be in this evening that I receive a new heart to experience the good things of the Lord. And then we become a comfortless people upon the earth. Then we become a true seeker. And then we become exercised much with death, with eternity, but also with the great day of judgment. Boys and girls, do you sometime look at the clouds and wonder when Christ shall come? Are you sometimes fearful? Does it bring you on your knees? And not to become discouraged, but to earnestly beg the Lord that you may belong to that blessed people. What is thy only comfort in life and death? And now the instructors, what comfort is it unto thee that Christ shall come again to judge the quick and the dead? And that word quick, boys and girls, that means the living and the dead. They are the ones that shall be raised. And now the instructors, they have answered that in all my sorrows, and there are many sorrows upon the earth, but then the instructor is not given to speak of an Elijah under the juniper tree who was so discouraged, not given to speak of a Jonah under the gourd. Oh, it is true. What a sorrows and what a discouragements there can be. But then the instructors are given to speak of that godly sorrow concerning the Lord and concerning his cause. And then he has added persecutions, the instructors, because when the catechism was written, then there was much persecution, it is true, many times localized. In 1563, it was the time that there was hunted for Guido de Brie, the composer of the Confession of Faith, and then for the church in prison and many difficulties. And then many times they were given to look upward, the dwelling place of the Most High, the habitations prepared for his church. And many a times with a longing and with a desire, and the Lord has given oftentimes that grace, that with joy they may be given to depart. And now the answer, that in all my sorrows and persecutions, with uplifted heads, oh, it is true. The church can be so cast down, so bowed down under the burden of their guilt, providential difficulties, many riddles and many questions. And then we have sung it together out of Psalm 42. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And so disquieted within me, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Then many times, cast down with the burdens and with the cares, cast down because of the persecution of the enemy, where it seems that the enemy is gaining the overhand. And what depths that the Lord leadeth his people through, also in the way of persecutions, that the church needs to learn that the Lord's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts different than our thoughts. Oh, then the church can be so bowed down with the burden of sin, but it is not a church without hope, because the Lord shall remember his Zion. The Lord is not a land of outer darkness, and then he granteth provision for the way, and the Lord has a prepared people for a prepared place, that with uplifted heads, and that is the work of the Spirit, each time by renewal, and then the instructors by faith, then they are given to speak. I look for the very same person. Thus the instructor speaks of one who has knowledge of the judge. And to that end, a looking upward, awaiting for the judge. Those are special times in the life of a child of God, and especially in our day, when we do not live in a country of persecution, then we can cleave so to the dust, we can feel so at home. But the instructors are given to speak of the exercises of faith, and the Lord has a people that he learned more and more what lives within that body of sin, as I read in Romans 7, that Paul has spoken of the same. And now the very same person who before offered himself for my sake to the tribunal of God. Thus the instructor is given to speak of a soul that has received knowledge of two other tribunals. And that first is that tribunal that has been set up in their conscience, a court case. A holy and a righteous God and a guilty sinner. And the Lord as a people, also a people that have an ongoing court case. Ah, the Lord remembers them. The Lord grants tokens of his favor, but for those souls, still an open standing debt and guilt and no solution. And for those souls, the Spirit is also implanted into their hearts the grace of hope. They have learned to love the Lord, his law, and everything that pertains thereto. They have become a separate people, a seeking people, a thirsting and a hungering people, and they have tasted many a tokens of the Lord's favor. But when those souls, when they think of the great day of judgment, then there can be so much fear and so many questions. How shall it then be? Shall it then be made public that I have deceived myself, that everything is amiss, and that I must eternally miss the Lord whom my soul loveth, and curse him forever? Ah, then such souls, how distressed they can be. But now the instructor is given to speak of a soul that is not only knowledge of the tribunal that has been set up in their conscience, but have also been instructed in another tribunal. And that was the tribunal of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was upon the earth, he has assumed our human nature, and he has stood guilty before his Father. But in that tribunal, He has cried out, it is finished. And on the third day he was resurrected from the dead. And therein lies the solution and the pardon for those guilty sinners. Ah, that is the solution and a pardon for those that have learned themselves as Jerusalem unworthy, send everything away. Oh, Paul has learned it to be so, 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. The very same person who before offered himself for my sake in the tribunal of God and has removed all curse from me to come as judge from heaven. Apostle James has written in James 5 verse 9, behold, the judge standeth at the door, and young and old, what a solemn moment that shall be. And then should it not be our question, are we prepared to meet our Maker? Of course, when we are taken away by death, then our soul goes to its eternal destination. But now on the great day of judgment, then both body and soul shall be judged, and then it shall be public. Then the judge shall appear in his glory, and what a throne that shall be, most glorious and most majestic. And then we read in the book of Revelation that every eye shall see him. But what a difference. All for the unconverted, they shall be filled with great fear. Even read in Revelation 6 verse 16 that they shall begin to pray not to the judge, but they shall pray to the mountains, that the mountains may fall on them to cover them from the wrath of the Lamb. For the unconverted it shall be too late, but for the living and the true child of God, they shall see him whom they have learned to know, whom they have learned to love, the Lord Jesus Christ. This true, different degrees, measures of faith, but shall all be a people whom the Lord has shed his love abroad in the heart, shall be a people who have learned that they cannot save themselves. There's a people that is given to glorify in free and sovereign grace. There's a people, and that is so necessary for the living church of God to come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, because they read in John 17 verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Ah, do we not read of that people in Matthew 5 verse 6, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That is their only hope and their only expectation. And now this judge, he is infested with power from his Father, and he shall appear upon the clouds of heaven. Our second thought, the separation, we have heard it. And the instructors, they have spoken of two kinds of people. First, of those that have received that saving faith. And secondly, that other people is described thus, all his and my enemies. In chapter 7 of Matthew, in the Sermon of the Mount, there is spoken of two ways, of two peoples, and two eternal destinations. And then we read, we have heard it out of Matthew 31, that Christ shall come with his holy angels. And then the angels, they shall separate all peoples. Many things we cannot fathom. Tell us about 8 billion upon the earth, and how many in former generations have gone the way of all flesh. But on that great day of judgment, there shall not be one missing, neither you or I. The whole congregation and consistory of Pitcher Butte, family circles, they shall all behold the great judge, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, upon his great white throne, upon the clouds of heaven, surrounded by the holy angels. And then the angels, they shall separate all peoples into two groups. They are already separated here below by their desires, by their exercises, by their love, and by their fruits. Clearly declared the marks of grace and the word of God. Thus, already separated here below. And then the all-important question is, to which people do we belong to? Boys and girls, young people, older ones, to which people do we belong to? How is it with our exercises, with our concerns and our needs, concerning our never-dying soul? Have we become a repenting people? Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, I hope that you cannot always say so easily, I am still unconverted. I hope that that word may become such an unbearable burden, with profound impressions, what it is to be unconverted, without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world. Are their souls profound exercises concerning that matter? Souls that do know it has become different. Souls with those new desires, with those new longings after the Lord, the need for a Savior tasted of the good things of the Lord. But when we learn more and more that we are but a Jerusalem, hope to become a holy city, and then to learn to resemble that Jerusalem of old, when it all goes so contrary, a questioning and an assaulting devil, whereas now thy God in whom thou trustest, do you really think that the Lord has begun that good work? Take a look inside. Perhaps outwardly without blemish, but still a sinner. And the judge is so holy and so right. But the Lord has promised, how tenderly the Lord has laid out in his word the condition of that people, their burdens, their riddles, and their questions. And those souls shall experience special tokens of his favor. And then it is necessary to beg for a solution. And that is only possible through the dear Son of God. Oh, blessed that people, that in the exercise of faith and a tender, a close, a dependent life, being administered out of the fullness of the covenant of grace, through the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, those special times to have a little foretaste of eternal bliss. The angels, the holy angels, shall be sent forth to separate. And what a separation it shall be. Husbands, wives, parents, children, brothers and sisters, and then we have heard it. And in that day, congregation, there shall not be spectators standing at the side and watching the judgment, but each one of us shall be present and included in that day. And a perfect separation. The sheep together with the little lambs that have not been led so far, but that have desired the sincere milk of his word, all together they shall be placed on the right side. Shall not be one hypocrite amongst them. Oh, here below many times a mixture in the ark. There was a ham among the disciples of Judas. But there it shall be perfect. and they shall be given to behold their judge. But the goats, they shall be placed on the left. They are described by the instructor, all his and my enemies. Do we love the Lord, young and old? Do we love what the Lord loveth? Lord, does have a people that may say with the Peter, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee, a people that has learned to love what the Lord loves and to hate what the Lord hates. And what a mixture there shall be. On the left-hand side, church people, atheists, false religions, Muslims, those that have committed the greatest crimes upon the earth, they shall all be placed on the left. Where shall we be congregation? The trumpet would now sound in this night. But would now sound during the church service. Where would the angels place us? May we be given much prayer, a rich outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Ah, that many goats, that they may become sheep, to be led and to feed in the green pastures of His holy word, that little lambs, that they may become sheep, that there may be a great ingathering, and then with that separation, then it shall be clear for both sides where they shall spend eternity, and the judge shall pronounce judgment. Let us first sing. Psalter 107, the four stanzas. My end, Lord, make me know my days, how soon they fail, and to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail. And what follows, Psalter 107, the four stanzas. the Lord Jesus Christ coming again to judge the quick and the dead. The judge, the separation, and the sentences. And then we shall be judged, as we read in Ecclesiastes 12, the verses 13 and 14, according to our works. And in Matthew 12, verse 36, for each idle word. In Romans 20, in Revelation 20, we read that the book shall be opened. The book of the law, the book of God's providence, the book of our conscience, and then we shall be given to remember all that has taken place. And the judge, he is all-knowing, he is powerful, and he is just. We shall be judged according to our blessings, our privileges, our knowledge, and the manifold callings that the Lord has called us with. And then concerning the sheep, the people of God, who have been wrought upon by the Spirit, have tasted of the precious things of the Lord, then the judge shall speak. And that shall be for the sheep, for the lambs, for all those chosen ones, those purchased by Christ and wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. And what a precious word from the judge. It begins with come. Not the first time they have heard it. Because God's people, they have given heed to the invitations in God's word. Oh, think of Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Oh, they are souls that have come often to the throne of grace, often to the word of God. And it is true, many times so timid, many times so fearful, that they still stand at a distance. Others that come trembling as an Esther, if I perish, I perish. Others, as that woman with the issue of blood, that she has come a trembling. Others, as a Mary Magdalene weeping at an open grave. But they have learned by the Spirit and by the grace of God to give heed to those precious invitations. Oh, the invitation of Isaiah 55, verse 1, for those thirsty ones, and without money and without price. Thus, not the first time that they have come, no. They have come oftentimes here in the time, and that each time by renewal. And now those precious words, come, Thou blessed of my Father, chosen by my Father, and given unto me as a reward upon my meritorial work, inherit the kingdom, O child. You have been included in that heavenly will concerning that inheritance undefiled that fadeth not away, O child, a mansion prepared for thee. Inherit the kingdom prepared, that is, for prepared people, for the living child of God. It is true, here only in part, but a foretaste of prepared people, exercise concerning the coming of his kingdom and the glory of his name, prepared from the foundation of the earth, from the world. Oh, the election of the Father, then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Lie so sure in the election of the Father, the redemption of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. And then we read in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17, Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Eternal bliss, eternal praise, in a few Lord's days, there is spoken of everlasting life. And then all those on the left, they shall hear it, they shall behold it, the blessed portion of the sheep. They shall stand a trembling. This clear where their place shall be. They shall wait for the judge to judge everything they have done, how vile. The world shall then appear, where every secret thing shall be brought publicly into the open. And then the judge, what a solemn word for the goats, for the unconverted, not come. All we read in Job 21, verse 14, Depart from me, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Oh, if that is still our portion, beg the Lord for a new heart, that you may become attentive to his word and to his callings. But now what a solemn word for the goats. Depart from me. I have called so often through my word, my goodness, afflictions and death, and ye have stopped your ears. But now, a final word, an everlasting word, Depart from me, ye cursed. And then the place into everlasting fire, also a prepared place for the devil and his angels. And then we have heard it, that in this chapter, in this judgment, then there is spoken of their works. Not to misunderstand it for the child of God, they are saved by grace through faith. But then there shall be those fruits, those godly fruits, as a fruit of faith. And then we have heard it at the end of the chapter, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. What is our portion? What shall our portion be? What solemn matters we read in Luke 16, beginning with verse 19, of the rich man and Lazarus in the bosom of Abram. But the rich man, he lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torment, with a few requests to Abram. First, for a little water to cool his tongue. And then the request that a messenger could be sent to his five brethren, lest they also come in the place of torment, not out of love, but in hell there shall be accusations. What if fathers and mothers there have been, when we think of Luke 16, that they are in hell, went to hell, and that they think back, and if it was possible, oh, send a messenger to my dear children, because I have neglected my duty. Send a messenger to them that they will not come into this awful place, and not because of love, but that they know that if their children also come in this place, that they shall rise up against them and say, oh, father and mother, this is your fault. Your doing that I have come in hell. You have done not your utmost, as you have promised in holy baptism. You have lived a double life. You have turned me against religion given in a virgin. You have not made me jealous. You have not listened to your minister concerning to flee from the world. Oh, father and mother, your fault. May the Lord bind it upon our hearts, oh, fathers and mothers, remember your dear children. Place not stumbling blocks in their way. What shall it profit us if we gain the whole world and lose our soul? They are blessed boys and girls, not enough for eternity, but boys and girls that oftentimes think also of their soul, and that think to themselves, if I have to go lost, then I could not blame father and mother. No, not perfect parents, but evident that the Word of God had a large place, concerned about our souls. They have given an example. If I go lost, shall be my own fault. Young and old, we are traveling to eternity. The judge shall come, and the judge standeth before the door. Never before upon this world has there been such a universal departure and such an enmity against the Creator of the heavens and of the earth. The devil with the powers of hell trying to erase the two roses out of paradise, marriage and the Lord's Day. But he shall not succeed. Oh, the judge. Family circles. May you be given to ask great things of the King, because there shall also be whole families on the right hand, Amram, Jochebed, Miriam, Aaron, and Moses in the New Testament. We read of whole households that were converted by the grace of God. May the prayers be multiplied. The judge shall come. May the Lord grant meditations, and not to make you discouraged, young and old, can also be that we become so discouraged in that we think it's no purpose, lost anyway, but that I do not read in the Bible. That repentance and remission of sins must be preached in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. Oh, then in this evening, the Lord yet invites. The Savior is hung on the cross with outstretched arms. The Lord still calls to come as poor and needy beggars at the throne of grace. The King still holds out the white flag of peace. The King is still gathering a church. Ah, may it please the Lord to use the simple words for the coming of his kingdom. We read in 2 Peter 3 verse 11, seeing then that all things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? The Lord remember in the coming days, tomorrow, with another member of the mission board, together with the administrator, we hope to travel to our mission field for a visit and the Lord willing, hope to return on Friday afternoon, the 23rd. The Lord grant traveling mercies, grant strength and help, and the Lord also watch and care over the congregation, that at the appointed time we may meet one another by renewal. May we be given to remember each other at the throne of grace. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou grant solemn impressions, meditations, exercises, and much prayer, that thou may remember us and our children, that we may receive ears to hear those special comes, and that we may be granted by thy grace to come and to experience thy mercy as poor sinners. We may commence another week. We commend unto thee the mourning family that is called upon to go to the cemetery. Remember especially the widow. Help thy servant. Grant him some words to speak. Wilt thou remember the mothers in the home, at work, at school, on the way? Bring us safely to the mission field and return us in due time. There shall be a separation. May we meet one another at the throne of grace, bearing one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Wilt thou remember the congregation on the coming Lord's Day? Do help the consistory, the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, and all those that may have an active part. Keep us from harm and danger, above all from an unprepared death. Take us under thy kind care and thy good protection. Keep us from sin and temptation. Bring us safely to our dwellings. Be the faithful keeper, Israel, also in this night. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 202, and we shall only sing the first stanza. In doubt and temptation, I rest, Lord, in thee. My hand is in thy hand. Thou carest for me, and what follows. 202, only the first stanza. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.